Does your name, your wives, made the bed again? Was not the only your name, the bed? Then let the smoke of your name in their hearts, from paganism to worshiping Jesus. They were not Jews. Scholars tells us they were priests, priests of an Eastern religion who consulted the stars. One of them may have been a king. Therefore, we would say they were followers of some kind of pagan religion. Before they set out on their journey to Bethlehem to worship Jesus, they were star readers. But they went on an interior journey from reading stars to worshiping Jesus as Savior. Their old way of life as astrologers, while they consulted the stars before they came to believe in Jesus, reminds us of those who look to horoscopes for guidance. Those who follow horoscopes are called to journey like the wise men from reading stars to worshiping Jesus. Horoscope readers need to ask themselves who is in charge of their life. The stars of God? Believing that the stars, the moon, the sun, control our lives, companies, believing that God is in charge of our lives. Remember that the first commandment asks us not to have any strange gods. Indeed, the fact that God has sometimes revealed the future to prophets of saints shows that it is God and not the stars that control our destiny. The wise men journey from that kind of path to worshiping Jesus as the Savior. True story of someone who converted from that life to faith in Jesus. The wise man's journey of 1,000 miles and more westward from Persia, which would have taken 3 months, is really a symbol of the inward journey they made in their hearts. A journey from false religion, from paganism, to belief in Jesus as the Savior of the world. Indeed, not just the wise men, but all of us are on a journey to get closer to Jesus, our Savior. Our journey may not be from reading stars and consulting horoscopes, but we each are called to allow Jesus the role of each part of our lives, not just when it suits us. We each have a journey to make to Jesus, because none of us is yet fully converted. And each of us has corners in our hearts and lives in need of Jesus' healing and redemption. Like the wise men, we too are relying on the grace of God to lead us to the light of Jesus. Dear friends, the wise men, through the grace of God, came to faith in Jesus. What about those who do not yet know that Jesus is the Savior? What about those who have not yet made that journey to Jesus? I think we can see part of the answer in the account of the wise men. By the grace of God, the wise men were led to Jesus. Even though they did not know Jesus, they had a desire to meet Jesus. In their own way, with their beliefs, they lived as best they could, and this eventually led them to Jesus. Of course, this does not mean that the church does not have to spread the truth, the gospel, and can sit back and be lazy. The church mission and vocation is to convert, to baptize, to help people make the journey to Jesus, to come to know that Jesus is the one Savior of the world, worth coming towards. Jesus' last command before his ascension was to baptize all nations. So we have the duty to preach the gospel to those who have not yet heard of Jesus. Again, we remember that the wise men were not members of the first chosen people, the Jews. Yet, God revealed to them that Jesus was born. This is to show us that Jesus came not just for the first chosen people, Jews, but Jesus came to save all people, Gentiles as well as the Jews. We might have in our families people who don't believe in Jesus, people who left the church. Before condemning them, we have to ask ourselves, when these people, when they are looking at us, don't want to join the church, don't want to come back to Jesus. Let us believe in the power of the grace of God. Like the wise men, they can be touched by the grace of God. Only grace of God can make them converted. We will convert them with our best preachers, sermons, homilies. They will be converted. They will be converted by the grace of God. And let us both make no judgments for this coming year for those who don't believe in God, for those who left the church. Pray for them, but ask yourselves why, when they see you, they don't want to become Catholic, they don't want to come back to the church. The wise men went on a journey to Jesus. A journey from star ringing to worshiping Jesus. We each are called to allow Jesus below of each part of our lives. Not just when he speaks to us. We each have a journey to make to Jesus because none of us is yet fully converted. We pray that God may may lead us, like them, even our thoughts to His Son, Jesus. We pray that all nations may come to know that Jesus is the world Savior, that all nations may fall prostrate before Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.